My 7:30 went way longer than I thought, so I'm just going to have to probably be teleconference the entire time.
Okay. All right. We've got 9 o'clock, looks like. Got Danny and Chuck and Jim on the telephone. Mr. Paulson, Mr. Coxey, Mr. Styron, Tammy. Call our meeting to order. And anybody want to jump in first?
I will.
Okay.
When we left yesterday, you were asking for a solution to this house being able to be sold and everything like that. So I went back. I talked with a couple of my board members and different things like that. And I guess my board members wanted to make sure that y'all were aware of the history. I think most of you are aware of the history of the project and what's going on and how we got to this particular stage that we're in right now. And if you're not, I'd be glad to elaborate on that. I laid in front of you a copy of the current minor subdivision plat. And that's on this sheet here so that you know what we're talking about, because in making reference to this to see what we can do here, we'll have to make you aware of a few things. Real quickly, though, before we get started, I've got a few slides I'd like to show you. When the property was originally bought, it was bought in this configuration, basically. Ms. Warner, if you'll wait until I'm finished, then you can come up. But you'll need to come to a microphone also and speak. It has changed a bit and everything. Some of this was, this was the basic parcels that were presented to planning and zoning originally. Some of this was sold off. Mr. Greenley kept some, different things like that. Dan, if you'll go to the next slide. This is the slide that was where the lots that are out there now that are, I'm not going to use the word platted, that are sold. These are sold lots as per the assessor. Right now, so this was, with the exception of this minor subdivision area up here, which you'll see on your paper there, this was what the Planning and Zoning Commission was dealing with to try and correct, issues out there and while they went into a phasing program and different things like that. Dan, if you go to the next one, please, sir. This is the area right now that you're looking at on your minor sub. And this was before the minor sub was actually filed, because you'll see that this was one time on meets and bounds was a 3-acre parcel here, but as the minor sub was filed, it became part of lot 6A, which was this big part here. What is happening? Let's see, Dan, do we have a? I don't know that we went any farther. I want you to be aware of this parcel here. This is the parcel that Ms. Warner is having trouble getting these are the people that are out of country, I guess. That's what I'm saying. And there is a little bit of difference on this parcel here and what the assessor has down. This is 513 here and on the assessor.
We have a slide for that.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is right now, with the minor sub that you've got in front of you, the lot that was left over after the 5 lots were created takes up this area here. So actually what we're looking to do is replat this lot here into to a lot here with 13 acres and what's left over. One of the issues that does come up is eventually, and as we looked at the preliminary plat that Ms. Warner brought in, this was destined to become a 13-acre tract. So my board has seen this, and they knew that eventually that this whole thing was going to be split up and everything like that. So this is destined to become a 13.4, something like that, acre tract. I can't remember, 13.9. However, this this easement was going to be extended out through here, as you can kind of see it was in the past, which creates a parcel here. That doesn't have a number on your minor sub there, because you see it was part of the original leftover plat, if I'm making sense to you. So in trying to split off this 13 acres, we would need a replat of this lot of the minor subdivision, the Air Park minor subdivision. This would end up with, this 13-acre tract would end up with a lot number. This would end up with a lot number, and this would be the resulting lot of a lot, maybe, I don't know if it has to change numbers, but it would be what's left over for lot 6. So this might become lot 6, this would become lot 7, lot 8. So if we move in that direction, In so doing, since we don't have the affidavit for this, the recommendation is that this piece of property, just like it exists here, be accepted out and not as part of the plat, because it's already sold and owned by somebody else, and we don't have the right to change it. And it doesn't. Dan, if you'll go to that next plat, this is this lot here, and the dimensions don't match up exactly.
Let me go to that one.
Yeah. This is what the assessor has it as, and this is, of course, my clicker's gone here. There's some differences, and so either the owner has to sign off on the plat, or it needs to be kept out of the replatting of that, because it's not actually part of that. So that's kind of what would need to be done, and that's kind of where I'm going to stop, I guess, until we need to get into more things.
Okay. Tammy, Harry, y'all could sit.
Tammy could update you on the status. She's got a redrawn plat.
You'll have to step to the mic to talk, because old Jim's on the on the other.
Right. I heard Betty decently. Please be close to the mic so I can hear. That'd be great.
Jim, right. This is Harry Styron. Tammy and I are going to move to this table.
All right.
This is platted right now. This needs to be, I think, according to politics, it needs to be accepted out.
I was able to get a hold of that upper lot couple, Eddie. They emailed me last night. They had changed their address, so they'll be FedExing that, and I should have it tomorrow.
Okay.
So that upper lot there, that changed. The reason we took it from 3 to 5 acres was to make it compliant, because it just had a road easement to it. So we actually gave them another 2 acres and made it a 5 acre. And they'll be sending their slip down, so I'll have that. I'm sorry?
I thought you said yesterday he was in Iraq or something.
They're in the service. I haven't talked to them since last summer. The reason I couldn't get a hold of them, I assume they were still deployed.
Okay.
So, and they may still be, because they contacted by email, not by phone. So they'll be sending theirs in.
So you'll want to include that lot.
It's included in this remaining tract.
Again, Ms. Warner, you can make that a 5-acre tract, but let me look at another page before I say anything. I could be wrong here. Okay. On this plat, on this big lot 6, there's whatever it's going to come up to be. You don't show that up there, and you don't show the platted road. I mean, we'd have to go ahead and plat the road to the plat, you know, because it has to have platted access. It doesn't have to exist. It has to be platted. And that particular lot up there is not mentioned on this plat, or how it's accessed or anything. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
There's no road to the lot up in the...
Well, she has it on her master plan. She does.
Well, it's on the final plat is where it's at, the next phase plat.
But it's not on this amended plat of Air Park Minor Subdivision Number 1 that you just handed to us.
Because it wasn't one of the lots in the minor sub.
Okay, so you are going to accept that out of this plat.
Well, it's included in the remaining...
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
if
yes, it was. I'm sorry. The remaining tract that we have here is what we own after we sell the 13 acres.
Don't see the dimensions of tract 6B with that lot excluded out. I mean, I don't see that on here.
Tammy, so it would have to be denoted.
Tammy, the issue is you've got a tract 6B shown on this plat, but not all of it's here, so the plat's not.
Okay, so we need to show it up in the purple area.
If you're going to show that as part of plat of lot 6B, I know it's already sold and everything like that, mm-hmm. then you'll have to show the
all
complete thing. You'll have to show the road platted to supplies the access to it and the easements and everything like that. We've also, Ms. Warner, created another lot right across the airstrip there up in the top corner where you've got future use. At one time we had that on there.
Mm-hmm. Northwest corner.
Yeah, right by track 5, and we'd have to do something with that because originally it's part of plat 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was referring to, gentlemen, and splitting that off like this to allow her to sell the home. We're going to, at the very least, we've got to deal with, create a lot for where the home sits, the lot that's created across the airstrip and the remaining, property here. And if they accept out that lot, that's fine, or if she has the documents to show that they grant their approval, I guess, to replat.
Which is the latest? I mean, is this the one with the purple on it? Is it the latest plat we have?
This one she just handed you, yes, sir. It's got purple right here in the corner.
Okay, but it's yesterday we kept referring to the 13-acre lot, which now shows 17.53. Is that right?
It includes the runway on this plat.
You can't include the runway because you've platted that as a road easement. And that's no longer yours. I mean, when it's a platted road easement, that you can't just do with that as you wish. It becomes an easement.
She can if she wants
well,
it.
I own it right now. As long as
an easement is...
Right. It's right. But we won't allow anything to be built on that. And we don't include... When we're doing road easements, we do not include road easements in the calculation of square footage for lots.
Okay. Well, there's a separate legal description that includes the road easement. The actual driveway easement is here. What that track, that 6 or that 13-acre track, they added the grass private easement to that because I own it right now, and if I move out of that house, that should go with the house. And it's a private road easement that is available to all those tracks.
But that private road easement does supply access to all those tracks, so to say that it goes with that house, it doesn't really go with that house, it goes with that development.
But who would own it then?
Well, it's the responsibility of how you set it up in your homeowner's declarations, who owns it and how it's cared for.
Yeah, right now it's with that house. So when I move out of the house, for me to keep that runway, I mean, I can do it again however you want, but I guess I don't understand the difference whether I own it.
Let me talk a little bit. Jim, this is Harry Steinman. You can't see me. One of the things that's made this process more difficult is Tammy had the bad luck of hiring a surveyor who's not very competent. And as we went back and she's gone back and forth on this process at various times, changes have been requested, the surveyors made the change, but often not understood the full implications of what he was doing, and he's not completely familiar with the written and unwritten rules and policies of the Taney County Planning Commission. And so the Warners have been trying to get this thing through at the same time with respect to the criminal charge for selling unplatted lots. We've tried to remedy those things with this amended subdivision plat and with corrective deeds, which the title company prepared for her, and she has all signed now, so the minor inconsistencies in the boundaries of the meets and bounds parcels sold have been adjusted to meet the platted lot shown on the administrative subdivision, the amended subdivision. The things that last night Tammy went to see her surveyor again to get this thing drawn, and he did not grasp that 6B, if it's shown, the whole thing needed to be shown. He also left off a lot number for the area in the northwest corner of the plat. He didn't understand that. I think the intention, talking to Tammy, is that that area in the northwest corner be added, be a part of 6A, and that the plat show more clearly than it does that the runway area is also the an easement in favor of all the lots, and it would be dedicated that way on the plat. But that those points were missed by the surveyor, and I understand that.
This plat would also, I'm sorry, Mr. Starner, if you're...
Go ahead, Eddie.
This plat would also redo the lots 2 and 3, so it's not just the 13-acre. As you say, everything that's outlined dark is what you're looking at if you say do this plat. It redoes lots 2 and 3 because she made that wider and took their frontage, and so the lots have stayed the same size. The shape of them has changed, some things like that. But.
And we have those corrected legal descriptions drawn up. Title company did those. They're ready to record when this plat's ready.
The owners of 2 and 3 have signed off on a new property description?
I believe I... Let me see who I didn't have. I thought we were just going to look at the home lot. I didn't know that we were, so I forgive me for not being prepared to give you that answer on that immediately, but
Tammy has here what she says are the correction deeds signed by Perfect Air Park LLC and with the signatures of the purchasers of those parcels. So, which would, if those are all correct, take care of the discrepancies in the legal descriptions in tracts 2 and 3 between how they were originally sold and the way they're shown on this plat.
The issue today is, correct me if I'm wrong, whether the what was said to be 13 but is now 17.53 acres, but may also include the northwest corner as well, which is, I don't know how many acres that is or how many square feet, whether that can be split off so that she can sell it tomorrow because there's a closing tomorrow. And we don't have a plat that reflects all of the changes.
I can have that by the end of the day. If we can agree on all the changes that could be done at one time, I could have that at the end of the day. If we change it again, once it's changed.
Ms. Warner, do you have a document for Mr. Rushing?
Yes.
And I'll have to find it real quick, but the one next to it. And I don't know who owns track 3 just yet. That's what I'm looking, trying to look up now.
Jeff Cady.
And I think we do have a document on him also, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yes.
So what we have before you right now is... basically a replat of lots 2, 3, and 6 of the Air Park Minor subdivision, which would change the, it doesn't change the size, but changes the legal description and the dimensions of tracts 2 and 3. It replats lot 6, existing lot 6, into three different tracts, one with the current residents on it, one that will be created, like Bob said, up in the northwest there, divided by the runway, and then the remaining plat of lot 6 with the property that is owned by...
Are there any other lots sold besides the ones Besides the ones pictured here and the one up in the northeast corner that's not pictured here, are there any other lots sold?
Just the ones that are on that assessor map.
Dan, can you go back to the assessor's map? Yeah, yes, there are, and that's and the board was aware of that as they started into why they asked for phasing, so that and they knew the procedure that she would take.
But it's not in the territory pictured here.
Yes.
So there's lots that
guess I'm
aren't
not sure which one.
This one that says 4.04.
Yes.
Is that pictured on here?
No, sir, it's not.
No, neither one of those are because he didn't. They weren't part of the minor sub. So he didn't want to identify him as more lots.
Go back one more slide. Go back one more time so we can, one more time. Go back to the one, right, the very first one. This course, I believe, it seems like this has been taken off of here, right, Ms. Warner? Right, I'm saying, so what, actually track six took in this. Okay, now keep that in mind. Dan, if you'll go forward to track six basically, I think, runs right along here.
Yes.
So everything that's sold inside of this is, you know.
Okay, so we've got the one up in the northeast corner.
You've got this
that,
one?
She says she's contacted by email. 4.04. That's not on the minor subdivision map.
You got these two, that one, and of course, this, and this are on the minor sub plus lot six.
Next one, bigger shot of that.
Okay, yeah. Here's a blow up of it, Bob.
So those four you want identified as part of the parent parcel, just identified like boundaries on the drawing.
I don't know why you couldn't.
Well, since they're already owned and everything, normally you would.
Talking about that and that.
Well, not so much that. Well, that's not on here. The 4.02, but you got 404.
This one.
And you get the ones on either side of 405, right?
No.
Well, there's a lot here. I don't know how this exists.
Now, 404, just so you know, is 1 acre, and we gave them another acre, which is in this corrected deed. So that it could be compliant as
it's,
a 2 acre tract.
It's in this corrected deed.
My
so is this track
here.
One?
So
is 404 track one with
no,
an acre added?
No, 404 is.
That's 408.
This is, that's what you got your finger on.
So there is no 404 listed
right,
here.
It would be over here.
You would have to look on that.
And that would be part of lot 6B, but it couldn't be. It would be something else.
It can be accepted out. It is a lot that exists there, so it would. But she does have an affidavit from the owner allowing her to replat that, and she's I think from her statements giving him another acre to bring it into compliance, so she doesn't have to have a sewer system right at this moment, and he is on road frontage. So.
And you say you have a contract that closes tomorrow, and you told us 13 acres yesterday, but it appears to be 17.3, and we're hearing today that it's 17.3 plus. Possibly that northwest corner. You have a copy of the contract with the property description that you're selling?
I can get you one, yes.
And Tammy, are you saying they will accept additional acreage?
They've requested to buy that piece, so it's all going to be one parcel. See, I have two contracts for them. I can bring you copies. I can give them to you. Yes, the house was $235,000 and the other parcel was like $30,000.
A lot to digest in a short period of time.
Is the configuration of the land, is that the reason these tracks are in such odd designs? I mean, I'm talking about like the four acres and then this new plat that's brought in today with at one place here it says over in the corner it says a 70-foot private road easement, and then I was looking back here on another part of this and it said something about 50.
There's a statement right here on this one plat that says private road easement 95 feet. Now, if you go...
Yeah, that's where I was looking at that. And then there's a 50 on there somewhere.
Now, this part of the road would be platted at 50 feet. And that may be where you're seeing that right
here.
If you go right to the right of tract one, you can see it says 50-foot private easement. Right above the road there. I don't know exactly what you're looking at, but what the deal is...
Where's it at?
Right,
I've seen it 50-foot on there somewhere back in.
Mr. Strahan, right here. At track one and right to the right, this is 50-foot private road easement. I don't know if that's what you're seeing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where I seen. That's what I was looking at with all this. It's got 50 and 95, and then over here...
The difference is, this is an access road into here, but their intention is, we required, of course, a road easement to supply access to these properties, and have to have a certain amount of driving surface, you know, in place, which she has done. But in so doing, there's a grass runway here, so that kind of dictates, you know, without having to build another runway, that this grass runway has been in place for a long time. I believe Mr. Grinley put that in. But with us needing the paved surface as required by our code book, she extended that roadway on this, just on this side, to encompass that grass runway so that she could still use
it. So that's where you come with the 70 and then you get to 95?
50 to 95, yeah.
Goes from 50, then it comes into the grass strip with the road beside it, and then when the road ends...
And then it goes back down to 70, yeah. So you are correct West end of that, you'll see it go back down probably 70 feet.
Because to extend that road all the way to the end would have meant gravel, and that's where airplanes
The road easement itself actually probably should end where the cul-de-sac is.
Correct.
And that's an offset cul-de-sac to provide turnaround.
And access to electrical, is that in writing today? Or?
Yeah, I did find the letter. This is when we had the electric company come out. They looked at our easements, they looked at the plats, they took a copy of the plat, and that's the letter that they left, because we asked them if some, in different scenarios, if someone wanted to build here or here with the existing electric that we have, can you provide that service? And that's the letter that they sent.
Right. Now this...
It says
this is subject to our easements and requirements. So
this is the general overall letter that we require from whoever's involved. What basically they're saying in this letter is we have capacity to supply you the needed electricity. They will have the rules and regulations. We've got to have easements to work on, you know, places to put things like that. But they have not actually dropped service to the lots or anything like that. They do have capacity to supply service.
And there are platted utilities.
And
they do have platted utility easements for their transmission lines and everything. But at this particular juncture, they do not have platted utility easements across each lot.
You lost me on that one. There's a platted easement that is built into the 25-foot setbacks on the front of the lot.
And you said, I haven't got to review the plat, but you said that was indicated in the legals, and I haven't got to review this plat, but the last plat that I had did not have that.
They're right here, U/E.
And, of course, our concern was on your behalf that when you got ready to do something, the people that own those properties would not have to grant you access.
Well, I guess I've got a question. That is it, Bob? Is this come to the county commission when it reaches the point where it has no other recourse? I mean, I don't understand with the number of plats that are before us. To look and try to understand what's been taken out and put in and added on, is that something that this county commission's, is it this county commission's responsibility to try to figure out three sets or more of plats?
Eventually it's your responsibility to sign off on the plats, but there is a process that it goes through prior to getting to you, and there is obviously a number of days when we're presented with a plat to review the plat to make sure everything's in proper order before it gets to you. And to my point earlier, I mean, it's a lot to digest in a short period of time.
Ms. Warner approached you because she's not satisfied with the performance of my office, and so she's asking you if something can be done to enhance that performance or to change what's going on here. In defense of our office, I would say you can see just what's been presented, how complex this gets every time something changes a little bit. And I have enlisted the help of, as you know, the assessor and the assessor's office, with Tim Houchins and Mapping and with Bob Dixon. I have met with title companies and other surveyors just trying to make sure that what we're doing doesn't create additional problems and does, as best we can, allow these people that are having tracts of land out there the ability to use their land as it becomes available, and also to accommodate the desires of the developer for the total project.
But so. let me ask you this. This maybe I didn't word that right. This shouldn't come to us in this form, because we've got so far we've looked at, from initially, three sets of plats, drawings that are planned phase development size, and all those things. For us to approve anything, it has to come to us in a different form than this, right?
It may be that they need to include the other lot. There may be some other things that need to be included. It certainly needs to be reviewed. Looking at this for the first time 20 minutes ago or a half hour ago, I don't think it's fair to say that we should review this and approve it or deny it based on a half hour or maybe even 8 hours of working time.
And I was asked for, as was presented yesterday, you were asked to consider a 13-acre parcel, and that was my understanding all. And then I was asked to see what could be done to create that 13-acre parcel, which is why I gave you the documents that I had given you. I wanted you to be aware that in creating that one 13-acre parcel, we actually end up having to create two more parcels on this minor sub, but there's some other properties that are involved because of the vast area of the leftover lot there that we've got to consider or exempt or something like that. But you were asked to consider some kind of a decision on a 13-acre parcel with the existing home on it now. But in so doing, it gets a little more involved in that. So whether this is a format that's...
Well, I think I see that Tammy is trying to make a changes, but this map that we got yesterday and the one that we got today are so much different than what...
The one you have in your right hand there, Mr. Strahan, is how it is currently platted.
Okay. This is the renewal.
That is how she would want to change that.
Okay. And the renewal side of it contains the 70-foot road easement that goes on out, extending past the cul-de-sac.
All the way to the line there, yes, sir.
Right. But I've got on this... plat, I've got little sketch lines with survey degrees and stuff. What do these, are these just on there for reference points for the surveyor, or what are these?
The L dash points?
Bobby, if you'll look right below track one, it looks like an extension of the line of track one. It's just a dotted line.
Which one am I looking at?
If you see track one, look past the road. And
look down past the road.
And we've got
You're actually looking. You see the dotted line there below. It says electrical easement coming across, and right to the left of that. which says 360.5.
Right down to the bottom of your page. What are those reference points for the surveyor? Or, I mean, what are they doing on the plat?
What are we talking about?
I'm not here these.
That may eventually become a lot. It will become a lot right now. But
how can you minor sub something if you're going to eventually take it into full? I mean,
you can always plat a minor sub and then bring it back before the planning commission to increase density, which is, again, I'll remind you, this was an agreement made to allow some property to be sold, some usable lots to be platted and sold to allow funds to be raised to help, move the project forward.
Yeah.
So, but it was done with the understanding that the larger part that was left over here would be replatted, and she came back through right as this minor sub was being done with that plat.
There was another aspect, and that was working with the prosecutor. We developed the idea of the minor sub as a way to correct the problems resulting from the sale of unplatted lots. So we had a settlement procedure. We were trying to get through this and then review the charge of selling unplatted lots. And so the idea of the minor sub was something that Bob and Jeff Merrill and I talked about.
Obviously, it's the desire of planning and zoning and the county commission and the county in general that the people who have purchased lots get something that they're satisfied with, hopefully what they purchased, but if not, something close thereto that they're satisfied with, so that everybody gets what they want, and that our rules are complied with, and we certainly want to, we don't want anybody to lose money, but at the same time, we need to review what we've got to make sure that it complies with our rules and that everything's taken care of. I don't think we want to obstruct anything. We would love to see this situation solved and everybody to be happy. I mean, am I speaking out of...
No, you're correct. That's the whole reason, because, potentially we end up with something, I don't know how we fix it. So at least we're moving forward trying to fix it.
Well, personally, I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't see how that, with the information that we have here before us today, how we can make a decision. I mean, if you can help me with it, help me try to make a decision, I'd look at it, but I can't see that with all the information that we've got here and the changes that I can make a decision on it myself. There's too many things that I don't understand about it. There's shaded in dark lines where easements have been moved, and we've got extension of cul-de-sacs. There's just too many things for me to try to, if it's before the county commission to make the approval, I just can't do it. I can't understand this. I don't know whether it's my lack of knowledge or looking at. I've dealt in a lot of land processes, but I've not ever come up against anything that looks like this. I mean, we've got subdivisions too, and this is like you said, Harry. I think whoever drew this up has it rather complicated for. Attorneys, commissions, or planning and zoning to try to understand. And I'm not, like I said, I'm all for everybody. This is working out for everybody, including Tammy. If it works out to where I could understand it, I would. This thing has too many drawings and too many things that's on here that make no sense to me whatsoever.
And I don't know if we have everything. I mean, obviously it doesn't have the 4.02 lot on here with a road easement to it. We have questions about the electrical. It may be there. You know, it needs to be reviewed. And there's a lot of other things that need to be reviewed. Track 6A, does it include the northwest corner? Certainly it doesn't indicate that clearly on the on this amended plat that was presented today. You know, she has a closing tomorrow. I don't know that it's our problem to, while we want to try to help her, I don't know that it's our problem to try to solve before tomorrow, other than she has a deadline that is going to cause her a problem.
Jim, you still on there?
I'm here. I'm listening in. I mean, I'm following the lead of Bob and Eddie, and it sounds like the plat we've got back is not complete enough for us to make a vote on, that sounds like. Is that correct?
Possibly. I believe that to be correct, but I can't tell you. Certainly it needs a thorough review, and getting it done today or by tomorrow at some closing date by a contract that we haven't seen, I mean, I think that's kind of unfair for the Planning and Zoning Department to have to review that. We could hire an expert today, and we might not get it done by tomorrow to review the plat.
I'm in. You know, I have to rely on Eddie, and that's why he's in that position. So my position would be, if Eddie's not satisfied completely, and he's not comfortable with the review process, I think we can continue to press forward on it. But to think that we're going to meet a deadline of tomorrow is unrealistic, because we do have an obligation to make sure that all the lots are. All the lot, potential lot owners are protected for easements, for electricity and road easements, and all that needs to be reviewed thoroughly. So I'm leaning toward what I'm hearing, not looking. I'm familiar with what I saw yesterday, but I'm leaning like what Danny's saying is that we've got to go through this review process, because I don't want to miss anything because it's been such a complicated situation to this point. My inclination is to continue to press forward, but to set a meeting tomorrow for a final review is, I don't think that'll give Eddie enough time or his department to review everything.
Harry, I would like for you to tell me what some of these things mean.
Some of these things on the plat?
Yeah.
I'm happy to answer any specific questions if I can.
Okay. When we have the movement of easement lines, and we have it stretched out, and we've got them in dark print on, if you don't care to step up here, actually I got a mic right here. This is property that was once sold but then had to be moved back because the easement wasn't wide enough. Is that what I'm getting out of this?
No, I don't think so. I think that's the reason you see a dark line and then a line right beside it on each side of it, to show the 7-foot setback.
Okay. That's...
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Right. But we've got this setting in an easement, right?
This easement here is the driving easement, while this is the runway.
Okay. Does any point on there, does it tell you how wide that is?
It's 25 feet.
That's a setback.
That's the front setback.
It'd be a legal description on the second page.
This 95-foot private road easement is 95 feet wide, so that can accommodate both a road for driving and the runway. As you know, the people who bought these lots want to fly in and out. But they will have cars so they can go to the grocery store. So it's a dual-purpose easement, and it's wide enough to accommodate both. And the county has no regulations pertaining to airstrips.
So the 95-foot size, is there a limit on the size of the airstrip? Is there such a thing?
No.
The Federal Aviation Administration puts this in a classification that's pretty much unregulated.
Hmm. We just required, for the road easement part of that, we required a surface on that, and she can't land airplanes on that surface, so she widened that so she can keep the grass runway.
Looked at all the stuff that we looked at yesterday.
I've seen it at various times.
Okay, and I hope you understand the corrections that she's tried to make. She's made an effort to try to make, but we still have problems understanding when we've got lot six that says one thing here, and lot six that says one thing here.
I understand.
Different acreages.
Yeah.
Then we have these designated, and I'm sure these are designated survey points that they've put in here, but I can't figure out what the sketching is unless they're quarter lines.
This, I believe, is simply to show the distance from that point to establish where this line is.
Okay.
That's just to establish that lot corner.
What's all this move back here?
That is an existing electrical utility easement. Showing the book and page.
Okay, but this is all in another.
Harry, you're not sure that this plat complies with all of our rules, and certainly it's incomplete in that it doesn't entail all of 6B, does it?
I agree that 6B, if the remaining tract must be shown on the plat, it's not all
the dimensions of 6B aren't there,
right,
are they?
Right.
It just gives.
So if it's a lot on this plat, it's not properly presented.
Right. I agree with that.
That's true.
I'm not sure why it has to be shown on it at all, other than the way the interpretation that you have to show any land that's owned by the platter has to be shown.
Well, and it has to do with, it's part of the original lot. This has been a mess, and there's a piece of property up there that's been sold.
It would seem to be, the easiest thing would be to convey it to some other entity, and we could disregard it.
A lot to think about.
Yeah. You have any more questions?
If they have access from this side of the runway, which is grass, how do they receive access to this side of the runway? Do you have to cross the runway with traffic?
That's why it's called a private road easement. It's a dual purpose.
I agree that if half of it's grass or some part of it's grass and some part of it's paved, that you obviously can't cross without that. I also do not know why a requirement was made that the driving surface be hard surfaced or chip and seal on a private road with lots of this size. That I don't understand that the county's regulations specifically require that. That seemed to have come from the planning and zoning staff. I looked at the rules and I couldn't find it.
I think that at the very least, this amended plat, it's unfair to have it reviewed by tomorrow when it was presented for the first time today. 6B, if it has to be shown, is incomplete. Doesn't entail all of 6B. The northwest corner, which may include 6A, but doesn't indicate whether it does or not. Otherwise, it's an unlabeled lot. And there are other some several other situations that certainly need to be looked at to make sure that this that doesn't have some problems with it. And I would venture to guess that the applicant themselves, herself, would want to amend this anyway if they could. It would be kind of difficult to approve that in the next 24 hours. Just my thoughts.
What?
Danny, this is Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, it sure sounds like this new revision that was presented today is not complete. And for us to vote on a plat that's not complete would be irresponsible. I understand that, you know, I understand the time sensitivity of it. I just don't see how, with what we presented based off what I'm hearing, it's not complete enough for us to make a decision that would be binding without an amended revision again.
And even
am I correct in saying that?
Even if it is complete, I mean, you certainly want to assure that it's complete and have a thorough review of it, I would think.
What I think needs to happen is the planning and zoning administrator needs to make a list of the things that need to be corrected, and then I'll work to make sure that the making of those corrections doesn't create additional problems.
I agree. I mean, I think that's part of the review process. Eddie can easily make up a list of things. The office can, and I understand the frustration that Tammy goes back and forth, but it sounds like we're trying to accelerate the process to a point where we may be missing something. So I'd rather just slow down and do it right the first time, get the list, make all the revisions, and then get this thing completed.
And I would like to also ask that when the planning and zoning administrator points out the deficiencies, that each deficiency be linked to a specific section of the planning and zoning regulations, so we don't have to wonder about where it came from. And if it's not linked to a specific regulation, and it's rather, then it's under the law of subdivisions, then it's not it cannot be required.
There's a decision of record in the present case. There were criminal charges that were filed, and there was, as Mr. Styron earlier said, some arrangements worked out between him, Jeff Merrill, and myself. I don't think it's unreasonable for Mr. Styron to say that it should definitely be required somewhere in our code or by state law, but we're also trying to solve a situation where people purchased lots that weren't platted. I think at one point it's been corrected. Two people bought the same lot, perhaps. So basically there's a mess that needs to be straightened out, and perhaps it might be a good idea to at least consider, I'm not asking you to make a decision on it, to hire some sort of expert to work with Eddie to try to straighten it out as well. I mean, that's something to consider.
Well, I mean, my thing is, though, I agree with everything that's being said, but realistically, this is not going to happen overnight, literally. This is a process. Are we in agreement that this can't be done tomorrow?
I would say that's a fair statement.
Well, then, are we going to make a motion that we don't need a motion?
No, you know, if you don't take any action, you haven't approved the plat. I think it's just been presented to you, so you have a period of time to pass on it.
Well, look, I'd like to, Bob, the thing I'd like to do is get rid of some of these amendments that doesn't pertain to what we're trying to do.
I
think it's confusing.
I think what they're going to do is amend this anyway. If we can't get it done by tomorrow, I think they're not going to present what's before us. I may be wrong, but I don't think they're going to present what's before us right now once they work with planning and zoning. I may be wrong, but I don't think that'll be the case.
Well, with everything that's been said, I don't see how we can get to it to tomorrow. I mean, we have to make a list of everything that's what we need fixed, then they have to fix it, I mean, I don't think there's enough hours in the day to get that to that point.
Or to review what's before us. And we have more time than 24 hours to review a new plat, so.
Right. I agree.
And I don't think you need a motion of any kind. We just need to see what we can do. I think I want to make it clear, and you guys disagree with me, that the commission wants to work with Mrs. Warner and try to get all of this problem out there solved. We want all of the people who have purchased property from her to be happy, if that's possible, and to, you know, let her go forward and not lose money on this project. I mean, that's what we want to do, but we want to follow all of our rules and the law. We want to be able to have time to review everything. If that's possible, I think that's what you want to do.
That's correct. We just want the process not to be, we want to make sure we're not hindering the process, but we don't want to supersede the process. So, what's our normal review period, Eddie?
One more time, sir.
What's your normal review period?
21 days, I believe, sir. Every time we review it, it does require a written, according to the code book, a written letter to be sent out if there's any kind of problem with it.
It doesn't necessarily take 21 days to review it, though. I mean, it could be expedited.
Yes, sir. But I mean, that's what the allotment is, 21 days. So.
Well, I think at this point we give direction to Eddie to make this a priority, but, you know, to say 24 hours, I'm not sure if there's a motion, but more direction to get this reviewed and get a document prepared of what we need changed on this plat.
One thought I've got is I've heard Bob say, I think twice this morning, that possibly we should look at getting an expert. I would assume, are you talking an attorney or a title person or someone like that?
Yes, I mean, someone like that, maybe a surveyor or attorney or something. I mean, you need somebody that deals with this sort of thing all the time, that understands property descriptions, that is familiar with the state statutes and would have a copy of our code, if not familiar with it, so that they could work well with Harry or Mrs. Warner to make sure that we're covered, our code's covered, the statutes are covered, and that all problems are resolved. I've got enough other things to do. Not being an expert in this area, being kind of a general county practitioner, I think you'd be best served by having somebody that specializes to work on this.
I would say either Larry Gardner, Kim Buchanan, or Eddie Wolf would be good, since they're surveyors who've submitted, each of them, hundreds of acceptable subdivision plats. I don't know of any lawyers who are very familiar with surveying and the Taney County regulations and the processes that as they're exercised in Taney County.
Conversations with Mrs. Warner has also indicated at one time that she was considering Eddie Wolf as a surveyor for her. I have no objections to him either, if that's the direction you want to head. I don't know if you want somebody that's a little more versed in property law, but unfortunately the person that I know is sitting across and he's employed by somebody else right now. So.
The names that you've given, I think, are fine. There's a preference that I would have, but I don't have any. I'm not going to name it.
Well, we can discuss that here a little later, but, I mean, obviously that's something you need to consider doing.
I've looked at lots of plats, but I've never looked at a plat laid out like this.
Sounds like we have a plan, then. What would the next step be, then? Just adjourn the meeting, and then
yeah,
and then we will choose someone to review this
to
based off of their availability to make sure we can do this in an expedited process, right?
Right.
Okay. That's what we need to do, is find who is available the quickest to get this
that handled. That was, Jim, that was the point I was going to make. who's available to get this done the quickest for her of the three names that were presented would be to her benefit, and that's who I would want to look at and consider staff and what their scheduling is and everything else, and then that way it works out better for Mrs. Warner.
So why don't we ask Eddie to check with those three offices, see availability, obviously get pricing, and then come back to the commission as soon as possible with that data.
That's fine.
Sounds like a plan. Yep.
All right. Perfect.
All right. So that will be our direction for you to check with those three and see Eddie who's available and cost, and we'll go from there. See if we can get her done.
Sounds great.
Huh? Is this for?
Anything else?
Anything else?
No, not that I know of.
All right. Thank you, everybody. We'll recess.